Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, who's back with us this week. He's the city editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, the head of St. Peter's Health Partners parent company says the loss of $2 billion will force job cuts, furloughs, and schedule reductions. We're hearing a lot about this, not only from the healthcare industry, but from, quite frankly, most industries around the state.
Yeah, that's right. And St. Peter's Health Partners is one of the biggest employers in the capital region. They run a bunch of hospitals and physicians' practices. And on Monday, St. Peter's president, James Reed, forwarded a message from Trinity Health's president that says job cuts, extended furloughs, and schedule reductions will be needed. Trinity Health, St. Peter's parent company, says employees will be informed about their fate by July 31st. Some will find out as soon as this week about what's going to happen to them and their jobs. So far, St. Peter's has not said how the cuts are going to be felt across the local operation here. Trinity was feeling financial pressures before the coronavirus hit and shut down most surgeries and other non-related operations at their practices. But the $2 billion revenue loss that hit them during the pandemic is just too much. This all happens as the state is continuing to come out of its lockdown. Phase 4 begins in the capital region tomorrow, but most of the big ticket operations in Phase 4 that should be allowed to reopen, malls, movie theaters, and gyms, were told last week that they won't be able to open until they can show that they have air filtration systems that properly filter out the COVID-19 particles that can give people the disease.
And you have this other wrinkle. Passengers on flights arriving at Albany International Airport being asked to fill out forms to say if they need to self-quarantine. We know the governor's worried about those in states where the disease is rising coming into New York.
Yeah, passengers arriving at Albany International Airport yesterday got an extra welcome form asking if they were coming from states with high infection rates like Texas and Florida, who are among the southern states and the western states where there's been a spike in cases. They're being asked to disclose if they will self-quarantine. Air passengers were greeted by health department officials on Monday who collected the forms and also answered questions. The completion of forms are voluntary. Passengers are being asked for the addresses where they're going to be staying and whether they've traveled to one of the states with the spike in COVID-19 infection rates. And they're also being asked to disclose if they have fever, chills, difficulty breathing, and other symptoms of the virus.
Mike Goodwin is the city editor of the Albany Times Union. You can read these stories and more at timesunion.com. Mike, glad you're back. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Dave. See you later.